Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Movies based on books are very common. There's a movie option for every bestseller, but what about movies about the books themselves? Well, this week I'm looking at movies set in the mid-20th century when books really were important. There's a documentary about a philosopher who pulls her observations together to publish in a magazine, and a biopic about an editor who cuts manuscripts into small pieces before he can publish them as books. Vita Activa, The Spirit of Hannah Arendt, directed by Ada Ushpiz. It's 1963 in Jerusalem. Adolf Eichmann is on trial there as the primary architect of the mass murder perpetrated by Nazi Germany. Covering the trial for The New Yorker is Hannah Arendt, noted German Jewish philosopher. She observes the ultimate bland bureaucrat in a glass box who claims he has no hatred of the Jews he slaughtered and says he's not an ideologue. Arendt observes it all and coins the term the banality of evil to describe it. This sets off a huge controversy. Critics accuse her of minimizing the enormity of Nazi crimes, humanizing the criminal, and even partially blaming the victims. How did she go from a girl in Hanover to a philosopher journalist in Jerusalem? The path was not direct, and this documentary covers the history of her life, both academic and personal, her philosophy and writings, and the views of both her supporters and critics. Arendt lived through what she wrote about. She studied at the University of Marburg under philosopher Martin Heidegger just before the Nazis came to power in 1933. She was kicked out of the school and suddenly became a German citizen to part of a group denounced and dehumanized by her own government's propaganda, the refugees who had fled across Europe escaping war and revolution. And what disheartened her the most was to see German intellectuals, including Heidegger, the people who she revered and was devoting her life to study, were incorporating Nazi rhetoric into their own writing and speeches. So she fled to Paris and continued her work there, witnessing the rise of extremism and totalitarianism across Europe. Eventually imprisoned in a concentration camp by the French, she escaped and made it to New York, where she wrote about totalitarianism, guilt, and responsibility. This film is a historical document that explains her background and the events of her life through recorded interviews, mainly in German, but also English and French. It's illustrated by newsreel footage, government propaganda, as well as film from the Eichmann trial itself. Her writing and letters are read by off-screen actors, and her critics and supporters are both given airtime as well. This includes the writings of Karl Jaspers and contemporary philosophers like Judith Butler. This is a rich and beautiful look at the work and life of Hannah Arendt, and in my opinion, I think it does a better job than the dramatic films that have been made about her life. Genius, directed by Michael Grandage. Max Perkins, played by Colin Firth, is a top editor at Scribner's and Sons, a major New York publisher of fiction. He's known for championing an unknown writer. He picks up a messy pile of paper, cuts out the unnecessary parts, and rewrites it. And voila, instant bestseller. Max, who's known for the fedora he never takes off his head, even indoors, is the invisible force behind writers like F. Scott Fitzgerald and Hemingway. He's the one who brought us The Great Gatsby and The Sun Also Rises. When he's not at work, he's commuting to the outer suburbs, a bastion of Anglo privilege and conservatism, with his wife Louise, played by Laura Linney, and their five daughters. But suddenly, something upsets the apple cart. A manuscript arrives courtesy of Broadway costume designer Aileen Bernstein, played by Nicole Kidman. She's married with children, but champions an unknown writer, her lover, whose work has been consistently rejected across the industry. He reads the writing and is blown away. And who appears at his door but Thomas Wolfe, played by Jude Law. He's a youngish man with floppy hair, brown suit, and a heavy southern drawl. He shouts and performs rather than has normal conversation. Soon as they meet, the older bookish Max and the young undisciplined Tom hit it off. They become fast friends and devote all their time trying to convert thousands of messy pages in a pile into a coherent, readable novel. Here's a summary of the plot. Cut, 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 says Max. But this is my life, protests Tom. Okay, so the book, which is Look, Homeward Angel, is eventually published to phenomenal success. And then it's on to the next manuscript to the chagrin of their families and lovers. But will this bromance outlast Tom's brush with fame? Okay, Genius is an interesting film about writing and editing. And that's why I liked it. Full disclosure, when I'm not reviewing movies here, I'm editing books. That's my other job. I'm actually a book editor. I love editing. But is it exciting? I don't know. This movie's filled with writers typing and scribbling and taking out passages with a red pencil. But what this movie needs, ironically, is a good edit. It's filled with tons of speechifying and grandstanding. Dare I say overacting? Do writers, even famous ones, actually talk like that? Of course not. Movies made like a very well done period piece, complete with interwar cityscapes and period costumes and cars, and a great cast. But somehow the movie manages to be simultaneously both bookish and overwrought. Spring season continues now with ICFF, the Italian Contemporary Film Festival, TJFF, the Toronto Japanese Film Festival, and NIFF, the Niagara Integrated Film Festival, all on now for the next week. Vita Activa opens today in Toronto, and Genius opens next week. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.